In the Ventura County Art Museum, Jean Saunders has just finished writing something on a triangular piece of cloth. She's preparing to hang it on what looks like a series of clotheslines running through the middle of the California Museum of Art, Thousand Oaks.
What I wrote down was, I wish good health for our community and all of its people.
Saunders hangs her flag on one of the clotheslines, joining about 100 others. It's a work-in-progress piece of art being created by the public in response to the November 7th borderline bar and grill attack in Thousand Oaks, which left 12 victims dead.
It's a prayer flag project, and it's a way for us to come together. We have about 10 different fabrics available. We have embellishments like beads and feathers and markers and cutouts and letters. And people come here, pick a fabric, and we have about 6 different strings that we actually created. You know, they're from old t-shirts. You know, everything is very crafty.
Tish Greenwood is the Art Museum's executive director. The museum was set to open at its new location in the Oaks Mall the week of the attack. They canceled the opening party, but Greenwood says they also knew they needed to do something as a response. When she went into the closed museum to get something and left the door open, people started streaming inside.
That's when I knew that we had to do something. The museum can be a center for people and community to share and to deal with things and to heal and to connect and to engage. But I just never thought that this was going to be the way that it would happen.
The Prayer Flag Project is giving people an outlet to express their emotions about the tragedy.
Samato has a cornerstone of being community engagement. And so when the tragedy struck, the first thing that the gallery, the museum wanted to do was find a way to support the community. And art as therapy, art as a healing vehicle, became the natural way to do that.
Susan Kelly is a psychologist who's also on the museum's board of directors.
It is an outlet. It's one of many ways that individuals can begin the healing process. When you have a natural disaster such as a fire, it's markedly easier to identify and speak and work through it, because it's a natural disaster. But when you have something like this that is violence against a community, it becomes very difficult to begin that healing process.
Some of the things written on the flags are simple, like TO together. Others can be more moving.
Some of them are very poignant, like this one, resilient, and so rises the phoenix. I see that, like moving forward.
Museum Executive Director Tish Greenwood gets a little emotional as she looks at the flags.
When you come across like something like this, Lance, RIP, you know, with the sun and the flowers, it's just so poignant.
The Prayer Flag Project means a lot to Joanne Heller. She's a student from Emory University and an intern at the museum, but she grew up in Thousand Oaks and is around the same age as many of those who died in the attack.
It's terrifying to know that there's really nowhere safe right now. I have friends that are scared to go to school, and that's supposed to be a safe place of learning and education, and that's horrible. But it's kind of our reality now. So the only way that we can get past this is through trusting one another and having the sense of community in order to deal with this tragedy.
Jean Saunders, who's just added her flag to the project, says she feels it gives her a chance to express some of what she's been feeling in the wake of the attack.
Expressing a feeling, a thought, in relation to these terrible events, actually putting it on paper, is a tangible way to release some of the energy and the emotion. And that's why I want to release some of the emotion.
You can participate in the Prayer Flag Project by stopping in at the museum during its regular operating hours. It's on the second level of the Oaks Mall and is open from noon to 7 p.m. Wednesdays through Sundays. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.